Chapter 15.
Oh my gods! Callie! You're okay!
Ariana cried out, and she swam as fast as she could to throw her arms around the large turquoise seahorse. Callie nuzzled the mermaid's neck, and I saw Ariana was crying again.
I didn't think I was ever going to find you!
It definitely seemed possible that the seahorses had bolted in fear during the fight, just as Sienna had predicted, and they'd totaled the chariot against a rock and gotten their harnesses completely tangled.
Ariana, they're all still alive.
Jessamine grinned and clasped her hands below her chin.
It looks like they're still stuck in their harnesses, but I think they're okay.
Oh, thank God, I said, and I breathed a huge sigh of relief as I swam down to Ariana and Callie. I'm so happy the seahorses are all right.
Callie!
Ariana was sobbing so hard she couldn't get any words out.
Sweetie, it's okay now,
Sienna told the mermaid, and she wrapped her arms around the redhead.
Your baby is alive.
I know.
Ariana rubbed her eyes and squeezed Callie one last time before she looked in dismay at her chariot.
Our chariot, on the other hand.
I'm so sorry it crashed, I told my red-haired wife, and I wrapped an arm around her waist.
Well, it's more important that the animals are okay. But this still isn't good.
The mermaid sighed, and she covered her face with her hands for a moment.
How are we going to get back to the palace now?
Yeah, I'm not really sure how we can cross the Valley of the Whales without it,
Sienna said with a doubtful frown.
It's definitely a concern. But Ariana, I'm more worried about you.
Me too. Ariana, I know you must be having a lot of feelings right now, and I want you to know we're here to help.
Thank you.
Ariana bowed her head.
I have to admit, this is a lot. From the story about my mother, to Callie being alive after all. But then there's the matter of the chariot itself.
You poor thing, I told the redhead in a sympathetic tone, and I squeezed her even harder. We'll definitely figure something out.
I'm sad about my chariot, of course, but it was only an accident. There are more chariots, and I know there must be a solution,
Ariana said as her eyebrows furrowed in thought.
Now that we've found Callie, we can call for help. I think if we reached my father, he would come for us. Even if he's not at the palace, Marinus should be able to get him a message.
Do you think you could send Callie back there to try to communicate with him, although you and your seahorse have a very strong connection?
I could definitely command her to go back to the palace, and we have this parchment to write on, so I could send that with her.
Ariana furrowed her brow in thought.
Do we have a pen? Are our supplies still in the chariot?
Let me see. I swam over to the wrecked carriage and peered inside, and when I dug around in one of the banged-up chests, I was incredibly relieved to see my plumber's tools were still there in their apron. So I pulled the apron out and tied it on, because I definitely didn't want to lose the few things I still had from my home. The map Marinus created for us had gotten ripped into two pieces, but I grabbed them and stuck them into my pockets. It seemed like most of the dishes in the food chest had gotten smashed, but there were still a few apples left, so I pulled out one and took a bite.
Joe, you're eating?
Sienna laughed when I swam back over to my wives.
We have a problem to solve.
Well, I didn't find a pen, I told my blonde wife as I tossed the apple core to the ground. But I did find Marinus's map, and maybe the apple made me a little smarter because I came up with an idea. Jessamine, you can make a pen out of just about anything, right?
I can,
the raven-haired beauty said with a nod.
I used a piece of kelp for the glass bubble, so why don't I just do that again? He's certainly everywhere around here. Although, Ariana, I'm not sure what you make pens out of. Do you think you could explain it to me?
Well, it would be a bit of a scientific explanation, I suppose, because they aren't quite like the pens you have up on the surface.
The redhead replied as she pursed her lips and twirled a long strand of hair.
I don't know if this would work, and maybe it's a long swim. But what if we all held hands to join our powers, and I focused on the pen's composition?
Yeah, that just might work, I thought out loud. Because we did have that telepathic connection when I was in the whale.
That's right.
Sienna snapped her fingers.
Okay, let's try it.
Jessamine and Ariana clasped hands with one another, and then Sienna and I joined the circle. The mermaid and the dark-haired princess both closed their eyes in concentration, and suddenly, a piece of kelp that had been floating in the water in front of me turned into a pen and sank to the seafloor. Hey, you did it, I said, as I felt a broad grin flash across my face. Eudora's necklace must be making us super powerful.
Wow,
Ariana breathed, and her aqua eyes were wide with awe.
Jessamine, that was amazing. Tell me, how exactly did you figure out what to create?
I just must have gotten the image in my head that you were sending me.
My black-haired wife replied, but her expression was slightly puzzled.
I could kind of hear words, but they were mostly scientific terms I didn't understand. Still, when I focused on your thoughts, I was able to create a pen, of some sort of pen at least. Before you compliment me too much, let's make sure it actually works.
Jessamine flipped the switches on her armor and let herself sink down to the ground. Then she picked up the pen and handed it to Ariana, and I pulled the remainders of Marinus's map out of my pocket for the redhead to write on. We still had the map Jeffrey created anyway, which was probably more accurate at this point.
Jessamine, this looks perfect,
Ariana told her sister wife, and then the redhead scribbled on the piece of parchment with the pen and held it up triumphantly.
It works! Now, let me write a message to my father, and I'll attach it to Callie. I'm just worried she's not going to be safe on her way back, not to mention the other seahorses. I can't leave the rest of them here.
Why don't you make a bubble for Callie? I suggested to the mermaid. Actually, could you put them all in a bubble, with Callie leading the way? You could even do a glass one like we just made around the fish.
Can they swim while they're in the bubble?
Sienna asked and pursed her lips.
That fish didn't seem to be able to move.
I'm not sure moving within the shield is intuitive for an animal to figure out.
Ariana began with a thoughtful expression.
But with the right sort of communication with Callie, I think she could do it.
So, you're going to put up the barrier first, right?
Jessamine asked as she floated back up to swim with us.
And then I'll surround it with glass?
Yes, that's right,
Ariana said as she looked thoughtfully up into the water.
Maybe it shouldn't be quite so thick this time, just so Callie can navigate better. Oh, my gods, how is she going to cross the whales?
I don't know, but Callie is really smart, I tried to reassure the mermaid, and I squeezed her hand. Ariana, I think it's the only chance we have right now, because Callie and the other seahorses can't stay here, can they? I'm so glad they've survived this far, but they really aren't safe without someone watching them. And we don't have an easy way back home either, unless we can get this message to the palace. I think them traveling in the bubble is our best shot.
You're right, Joe,
Ariana said, but she bowed her head sadly.
I've just been so worried the whole time she's been lost, and I'm so scared of losing her for good.
I'll totally understand.
Sienna sniffled, and her eyes filled with sympathetic tears.
I know what it's like to be without your pet and to worry they're in danger. You all need to know I think about Starlight a million times for every time I mention her name, and I'm sure Ariana's the same way.
Yes, it's true.
Ariana looked at her blonde sister wife with gratitude in her eyes.
But I know sending Callie is our only way.
So the redhead scratched a note out onto the parchment, and then we all swam over to release the tangled seahorses from their harnesses. I can definitely work out these knots, I offered, and I flipped the switches on my armor so I'd have more leverage on the ground.
Thanks, Joe,
Ariana replied with a grateful smile, and she knelt down beside me to work on the straps. In a couple minutes, we'd set the animals free, but they were clearly well-trained because the brightly colored creatures remained clustered in a small herd around Ariana.
Are you ready?
Jessamine asked the mermaid in a soft, kind voice.
I know how hard this is for you.
Yes, I suppose so.
Ariana sighed, and she bent down to attach the note to Callie's collar. Then she kissed the seahorse on the head and squeezed her around her scaly body one last time.
I'm going to put my barrier up around them now, and then you can work your magic.
The mermaid concentrated for a moment, and then I noticed the seahorses bumping their rainbow-hued noses into the invisible walls that meant the shield was in place.
So, it's my turn now.
Jessamine looked at the seahorses with a thoughtful frown.
And you said glass you can see through, right?
That's right. I think it's probably our best option,
Ariana replied, and I saw her blink back more tears. Then, before I knew it, the shield was covered in glass about 3 inches thick.
That looks perfect,
Sienna said, and she smacked her palm gently on the glass that now surrounded the seahorses. Then the blonde began to giggle.
I'm sorry. I'm just trying to imagine what the merpeople are going to think if they see this thing making its way back toward the palace.
You're right. It is pretty funny looking.
Ariana laughed through the tears in her eyes.
I don't think my kingdom has ever seen anything like this before. All right. I suppose I should send them on their way. Goodbye, Kelly. I really hope this works.
I was amazed to see that as soon as the redhead tapped the glass, the large bubble started moving in the direction of the palace. Wow, Ariana, I've always known you communicate well with Callie, but she seemed to know exactly what you wanted her to do, I marveled, and I patted the mermaid on her shoulder.
Yes, I believe she does,
Ariana said with a nod, and then she slumped her shoulders and looked down at the ground.
I hate to admit it, but I'm tired already. It was a late night last night, and everything that's happened today has been wearing me out. But I know we have to move forward. We're so close to Eudora now, I can feel it.
Well, I noticed there were a couple of bottles of ale that made it through the crash, along with those apples, I told my wives, and I raised my eyebrows at them. We could always sit down and have a little snack for a couple minutes. Anyway, I think I came up with an idea I want to tell Jessamine about.
Sure. That sounds like a good plan,
Sienna said with a nod.
We definitely need to keep our strength up before the big fight.
So I swam over to the carriage and grabbed the bottles of ale and the fruit, and then I came back to where my wives had settled themselves in a circle on the ground. I let myself sink back down to the sandy seafloor, sat between Jessamine and Ariana, passed each of the women an apple, and then handed a bottle to the princesses on either side of me. There were only two that didn't get smashed, so we're going to have to share, I reported. I know you don't mind sharing, though.
Yes, Joe, we love to share everything.
Sienna laughed and rolled her eyes at me from across the circle.
Ale, each other, you.
I know, I grinned, and a shiver went down my spine at the thought of the last time my wives had shared me.
Okay, Joe,
Jessamine said with a big smile.
This is a fun conversation. But I didn't want you to forget you had something you wanted to talk to me about.
That's right, and it was important, too, I replied, and I ran my hand through my hair as Ariana passed me one of the bottles of ale. Then I took a big drink before I set it down in the sand. You know how you made that pen for Ariana? Well, I want you to make something from my world called earplugs.
Yes, I think I can do that for you. It's just... You know how Ariana's tired? I have to admit, I'm a little tired, too. I got perked up this morning after you made wonderful love to us, but I want to make sure I have enough energy left for what we're about to go through. So I suppose what I'm saying is I can make you what you need, but I think we need to figure out a way to conserve some of my powers.
That makes sense,
Sienna agreed, and she patted Jessamine on the shoulder.
Because right now, you're holding up so many illusions, like the giant glass bubble, and we'll probably need you to protect us with a stronger shield at some point, and even sing during the fight. There are probably even some illusions I can't remember right now. Plus, I'm sure it was draining for Ariana to communicate with you through her mind. My magic certainly has limitations, so it only makes sense that yours does as well. Thank you for understanding, Sienna.
Jessamine leaned her head against the blonde's shoulder.
I hate going into this fight feeling so exhausted, so I know I need to pick and choose what I do right now.
Yeah, I get it, but I can't think of another way to protect me from the sound of singing during our battle with Eudora. Do you think if you let the pen turn back into kelp, you might be able to make these for me?
Well, they must be small, right, if they go into your ears?
My dark-haired wife asked, and she picked up the bottle of ale I'd left on the ground and took a drink.
I think if I let go of the spell on the pen, I could make something small right now.
There's the pen, if you want to take care of that.
Ariana suggested. The writing instrument was lying on the ground in the middle of the circle, and she nudged it with the tip of her fin.
I have to admit, I find these new enhancements to our powers fascinating. The telepathic connections add a whole new element to things.
All right, I'm almost ready,
Jessamine announced, and she looked at the pen on the seafloor. Then, in a flash, it turned back into the original piece of kelp.
Okay, let's all hold hands again, and then I'm going to try to make your ear things, Joe.
Thanks, Jessamine, I replied as I grasped her and Ariana's hands on either side of me, and they grabbed hold of Sienna. As I felt sparks surge through my palms, I tried to focus as hard as I could. So I closed my eyes as I pictured a pair of standard bright orange earplugs in my head, and I concentrated on the texture of the foam, the small size, and the roughly cylindrical shape. I had no idea what Jessamine was going to come up with, but I tried as hard as I could to mentally transmit the information she needed.
Did I do it, Joe?
I opened my eyes to see Jessamine looking at me with a huge smile on her face and holding two orange items in her palm. My dark-haired wife handed the small objects to me, and I had to admire her handiwork. The earplugs were more of a pale peach than the bright fluorescent orange I'd pictured, and they were a little too flat. But most importantly, they seemed to have the right squishy consistency. Jessamine, they seem just about perfect. I flashed the raven-haired beauty a huge grin. I think you really might have done it. Let me try to put them into my ears, and we'll see what happens when you sing. My wives all watched as I squeezed the pieces of soft foam and jammed them into my ears. The roaring of the ocean was definitely quieter once I inserted them, but I knew the real test would be the singing.
Are you ready, Joe?
Jessamine yelled out to me, and I gave her a thumbs up, so she opened her mouth and began to sing. And while I could see her mouth moving and hear the faintest traces of an incredible melody, I only got the slightest bit dizzy. I think it's working! Jessamine, this is amazing! I think we just solved one of our biggest problems!
I'm so glad it worked!
The raven-haired princess stopped singing and grinned at me, and I pulled the earplugs out and gazed at them with amazement.
This new power is so fascinating to me. It's interesting Jessamine can create things without knowing the true composition of the materials. I know our magic isn't infinite, but this will help us out in so many ways. And you can still sing, Jessamine.
Sienna patted her sister wife on the back.
That wasn't as hard as I was expecting,
Jessamine said with a smile and a shrug.
I just know we're going to beat Eudora now.
Hell yeah, we are, I smirked, stuck my new earplugs into my pocket, and leaned back on my hands. I knew we couldn't stay here, but I wanted to savor these few minutes with my wives before we got to the real battle. So we sat around for a little while longer and chatted, and I began to feel more energized.
Well, this was nice,
Sienna said, and then she drained one of the bottles of ale.
But putting this battle off is starting to make me more nervous than actually doing it.
Yeah, I know what you mean, I admitted. Is there anything else we need to plan for? We've developed a new type of shield, and I have earplugs now. I feel way better protected than I did before we stopped.
Me too,
Jessamine said with a nod.
I suppose it's time to swim, then,
Ariana replied, and she pushed herself up off the ground.
Since hearing the story about my mother, I need you all to promise me this will be it. That old fishwife needs to disappear forever.
Oh, it's going to be over all right, I reassured the redhead as I stood up and adjusted my armor switches to swim. That bitch is going to die today.
Thanks, Joe.
Ariana flashed me a grateful smile, but then she sighed.
I suppose we just have to leave the chariot and the supplies we found here. God's willing, my father will be sending someone for us. And then, if there's anything worth salvaging, we can get it on the way back.
Sounds like a plan, I told her, and I swam over to give her a hug. I know we're strong enough to beat her, and we'll feel so much better after the battle is over.
Okay, what direction are we swimming again?
Sienna asked as she peered around in the dim water.
Who has Jeffrey's map?
I do, and we're headed that direction.
Ariana pointed off into the darkness toward our left.
It's so spooky with just our lanterns. I never feel like I know what's coming up behind me, and then the seaweed wraps itself around my body.
Like this? I asked as I swam up behind my black-haired wife and tickled her under her arms.
Oh, my gods!
My black-haired wife screamed, and then she started laughing.
Joe, don't do that.
Sorry, I snickered, as I bent down and kissed Jessamine on the neck. You're just fun to tease sometimes.
Okay, I'm feeling ready.
Sienna clenched her fists, and her sapphire eyes glinted with steely determination.
Let's do this. I have to say, in all my days up on land, I never thought I'd be heading to some of the deepest places under the water to defeat an evil sea witch.
If you think it's weird for you, you should try coming from L.A., I replied with a grin. There was no magic there at all, at least as far as I knew.
No magic,
Jessamine said as she thought about my words.
You know, Joe, that actually sounds a little sad.
Maybe it was, I admitted. Although, I have to say, I like some of Fairyland's magic better than others. I really like it when you make party dresses to fuck in, say. But evil sea hags, not so much.
I suppose you have to take the bad along with the good. All right, I'm going to lead the way.
The mermaid started swimming further and further into the dark water, and we all followed her. From what I could see in the light from the lantern on my belt, the seafloor was definitely sloping down further and further, but after a while, Ariana suddenly stopped and gestured in front of us.
What is it?
Sienna asked.
This is where we have to dive down into a trench,
the redhead explained. She swam out into the darkness for a moment, and when I looked out into the greenish circle of light from her lantern, I realized we were at the edge of an undersea canyon.
And then, we're going to need to find the tunnel that leads to Eudora's lair.
Okay, let's do this, I said in a voice I hoped sounded at least a little bit brave. I can go first.
Why don't we all go together, in a row? I don't want to be at the back of the line.
That's a great idea,
Ariana agreed with her dark-haired sister-wife, and we all lined up next to each other.
I'm ready to dive, if you are.
Ready,
Jessamine chirped, and she turned to me in the pale lantern light.
Joe, are you ready?
Readier than ever. We're going to avenge Ariana's mother and save the entire kingdom.
Me too,
Sienna said in a resolute tone.
This is for you, Ariana.
The redhead flashed us a grateful smile, and then she turned toward the trench and took a deep breath. We all started swimming downward into the pitch-black canyon, and I didn't even see any fish. It seemed like it was just us here in the blackness, and I had no idea where we were going. The water was ice cold, and it was getting even harder to breathe. I didn't feel like I was going to drown, but my lungs burned, and I had to inhale deeply and try not to gasp for breath.
So, where to now?
Sienna panted in a tone full of doubt.
I think we need to come up with something, because I'm not sure how we're going to find the tunnel in this blackness. It seems like it could be anywhere.
There was only so much I could tell from a hand-drawn map,
Ariana admitted, and I could tell from her tone she was thinking hard.
It gave me a sense of scale, but there was no way for Jeffrey to mark a precise location.
What about the amulet? We know it gives you a connection to Eudora, so maybe it could help you find her cave.
Yes, Joe, that's a great idea. Do you still have the magic stone in your pocket?
Yeah, I do. I pulled it out, and I felt a faint buzz in my hand. We can try to use it like this, or Jessamine can transform it.
Can I hold it?
Ariana asked, and she reached out to take the stone. She stopped swimming and squeezed it for a moment, and then she shook her head.
I'm getting faint visions, and it's like I can hear random words, but nothing stronger than when you were in the whale, Joe. Let's try it with the transformation.
The mermaid handed the smooth rock to Jessamine, and I watched as my dark-haired wife held it up and focused on it for a brief moment. The rock changed into the turquoise stone Jessamine had designed almost immediately, and the gem appeared to be glowing faintly in the blackness of the ocean depths.
Here, Ariana,
Jessamine said as she held out the amulet.
The jewel feels really strong right now, so I'm sure this is going to work.
That's good,
the redhead replied as she took the necklace from her sister-wife's hand.
You're right. It does seem powerful. So, I'm going to try to concentrate and see what images pop into my head. Okay, let's see. I have a faint picture of Eudora, and she's sitting down on something. But I can't really tell what she's doing. She seems to be alone, at the very least, so that's good. You know, I'm getting this internal sense of where she is. I wonder if I just hold the turquoise gem out into the water, it might lead us to her.
I think there's a good possibility, I said, and I had to admit I was feeling just a bit nervous in the icy water. We can all link arms again to give you even extra strength, Ariana.
Yes, that sounds like a good plan,
Ariana responded. So we all joined arms with the mermaid at the front of the line.
Okay, Amulet. Lead the way.
I could see the gemstone flashing faintly blue as Ariana held it in front of her face, and I crossed my fingers that this was actually going to work. We swam even further and further down for an undetermined amount of time, but I still couldn't see anything.
Are you still having visions, Ariana?
I heard Sienna ask from my right-hand side, but I could barely see her in the darkness.
Do you think it's working?
Yes, I definitely feel a pull in a certain direction,
the mermaid responded, and she sounded more cheerful than she had since we first entered the canyon.
I think we need to head more to our right, so just follow me.
Suddenly, a wall appeared about 10 feet in front of our faces, and I realized we must have reached the other side of the trench. Do you think the tunnel is off this wall? I asked Ariana from the other side of the chain of princesses.
I do. I can feel it's on this side of the canyon,
the mermaid confirmed, and then she paused for a moment to focus.
Yes, just a little further. I think if we follow this wall down from here, we're going to reach it.
So we turned to dive downward, and I felt my lungs burning more and more the closer we got to the bottom of the trench. I coughed a little bit on the briny water, and I squinted to see anything at all outside the green circles of light made by our lanterns. Suddenly, the princesses and I all gasped. We'd come to a huge opening in the rock, and the amulet was glowing brighter than ever before. The hole in the canyon wall was at least 20 feet in diameter, but even in the lantern light, it looked pitch black inside. I had flashbacks to being swallowed by the whale's enormous mouth, and I shuddered.
Do you think this is it?
Jessamine questioned the mermaid in a hesitant tone.
Yes. This is definitely the entrance to the tunnel that leads to Eudora's cave,
Ariana said, and her voice sounded as confident as I'd ever heard her.
I can feel it. It's almost time to find the Sea Witch.
And then we're going to destroy her, I said, as I led my wives inside the passage.